Please be seated, won't you? Well, good evening. Today is Ash Wednesday. It's a day of beginning a Lenten festival, of beginning a time of focus on particular things, fasting, prayer, study of Scripture. You might be thinking about giving something up or taking something on for this season. How many of you have either seen the movie, listened to the musical, read the book, Les Miserables? Les Mis. So, I love that movie. I love the work. I love everything about it. I remember listening to the music years ago and reading the book and reading his writings and hearing those stories. And I was reminded when we saw the movie a while back just how Lenten that story is. It's a story all about redemption and forgiveness, about salvation and getting right with God and neighbor. And I was thinking about that as I thought about what we'll be doing here in a few moments. To have ashes put on our forehead to remind us of our urgency about our mortality. To remind us that someday we'll all be ashes. It's a call to a seriousness about our spiritual life. Within the litany, we'll pray for forgiveness. We'll pray for all kinds of wrongs that we may or may not have done. And at the same time, we'll seek God's grace in Holy Communion. We'll be received graciously into God's love, reminded of redemption. Early in the particular story, Jean Valjean is released from prison. And his crime was stealing food to feed a starving child. But he had spent years in prison, being punished over and over again, rather harshly. And when he was out of prison, he tried to get his life kind of straightened out, but found himself continually excluded, continually pushed back down a road that seemed very clear. And so he found a place of solace in a church, and at night he steals the silver. He grabs the silver and some other things, and he tries to make off with this. And of course, he's caught. And when the guards return him to the church, he stands before the priest, and the guards are accusing him, saying, this thief has stolen yet again. And then the priest says, oh no, I gave it to him. A sudden act of forgiveness. But this is what Victor Hugo writes, the author of that particular story. Forget not, never forget that you have promised me to use this silver to become an honest man. Jean Valjean, my brother, you belong no longer to evil but to good. It is your soul that I am buying for you. I withdraw it from dark thoughts and from the spirit of perdition, and I give it to God. And then later, Jean Valjean is thinking and he sees before him, he saw two roads, both equally straight, but he did see two, and that terrified him. He had never in his life known anything but one straight line. And the bitter anguish, those two roads were contradictory. The story is about Jean Valjean's choice, the choice of the life that he was lead, and he's given grace. The symbol in the story is that he's given grace, but for a moment, to find the right path. And that right path in particular story is to give himself in service to others. And the story goes on from there, and you know the rest of the story, you may know. I think about that. Isn't it kind of interesting how we really have choices, don't we? Choices in every moment of our lives. Paths that we could go down in each opportunity or each interaction or each time that we see another person. Maybe we don't think about that, but we hear about it in the readings for tonight. We hear it in Paul's writings, and we hear it in what Jesus has to say in the particular gospel that we hear for today. You know, what Jesus is really calling us to is an authentic life of relationship with God. Jesus would have known people who would have gone to the temple or to the streets and would have shown their religiosity. And he says, that's not what I want. I want your faith to be real. I want you to really know God so much so that you don't need to do that to know you're religious. Keep it in secret. Give alms for the sake of giving alms. Pray for the sake of praying. Fast for the sake of fasting. Not for the reward you get from your neighbor, but from the reward you get from God. My guess is that most of us in this room are pretty good people. And maybe we don't have those big sins in our life that we might think of when we think of someone like Jean Valjean or someone else. And yet, don't we in everyday life have choices? Can't you choose what you might do or how you might behave? Have you ever gotten really frustrated and angry waiting in line? You know, someone ahead of you just takes too long. They forget their money or they don't seem to know what's going on. What if in that moment, instead of getting angry, you chose to pray? Or have you ever been cut off in traffic and really gotten kind of frustrated? Don't you have a choice? Can you reflect in that moment and give thanks for your life, or do you flip the bird? Isn't it a choice? It's always one of those kind of funny things, and yet, really, if we think about how we might even care for another person, if we see someone in need, do we reach out or do we walk on by? Another priest friend of mine, Bill Miller, who is a priest in Hawaii, wrote a reflection, and I want to share it with you. This is about fasting and feasting. Fast from pessimism, feast on optimism. Fast from criticism, feast on praise. Fast from self-pity, feast on joy. Fast from bitterness, feast on forgiveness. Fast from idle gossip, feast on purposeful silence. Fast from jealousy, feast on love. Fast from discouragement, feast on hope. Fast from complaining, feast on appreciation. Fast from selfishness, feast on service. Fast from fear, feast on faith. Fast from anger, feast on patience. Fast from self-concern, feast on compassion for others. Fast from discontent, feast on gratitude. When I read that, I thought, boy, don't I need that. Fasting from all that really takes us away from our deeper relationships with each other. Feasting on that which would draw us closer. I don't know what you'll do for your Lenten discipline, but I encourage you to take this season seriously, to give yourself that opportunity to draw a little closer to God. It's a chance to let go of those things in our life that might take us away from that most important relationship. And it's a chance to allow ourselves to be drawn closer together. Aren't there two roads always before us? Aren't there choices that we can make in our lives? Can't we choose to fast from that which takes us away from God and feast on that which takes us closer? I hope you have a holy Lent. Amen.